And then again recently, but I forget the name off the top of it. But at the end, it was like, there was this God character. And they, well, what about all the evil? It was by one of those Monty Python guys. I think it was Time Bandits. That was it. And I usually don't talk about that stuff, but I'll tell you why. It was funny because they said, God, well, what about evil? And, their God said, I think it has something to do with free will. That was all he could say. And that's basically how it goes in their philosophy. Yeah, it's so lame. That's why nobody buys their arguments. Oh, yes, because God has to allow free will. So he loves you, and he has power to save you. But he's not going to do it because he's powerless against your will. What a pathetic God. And I've renounced that God. That's why I say, it's like, don't say we're all in the same boat, Paul. Don't say that to me. Because as you will hear by my teaching, I'm not in the same boat with them. I'm not in the same God. I've got a different Christ. I've got the Christ of the Scriptures. They've got a Christ of human philosophy, the rudiments of the world, the traditions of men. Wafers and blood magic transformations and big hats and long robes and walking in the marketplaces, greetings, fat bellies. All after man, all of vain deceit, all spoiling people. Bringing all the tithes. Verse 9, well, we covered that. Well, we could say more on this. You think of that, Christ, all the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily. And when we become him, the fullness of God also dwells in us. When we are like him, God works. You know, it's the whole idea of Christianity is to have God in you. God, you know, Jesus said, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our home with him. I'm not looking for a home in the sky. I want a home in me. And the home is not for me to live in. The home is for God to live in. In my Father's house are many abiding places, many abodes, many mansions. If it were not so, I go to prepare a place for you. But what is the place for you? It is for you to put inside you where God will abide. You want to have, you're going to have a house built in you for God. Heaven is my throne, God said in Isaiah 66, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you build unto me? For all those things my hand has made and all those things have been, but to this man will I look, to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit that trembles at my word. You are complete in him which is the head of all principality and power. He is, remember in those other books, you know, God has exalted him above every principality. Principles are always these arche, like the word archangel comes from, has arche in it. You know, it means the first things, the highest orders of powers. And then other authorities below those. He is above every power that is named. There's no power higher than Christ. He's made him the head. Obviously, you know, him that made him is greater. Him that made him head. But again, it also says that in him dwells all the fullness of that which made him the head. It says also, you know, that God will be all in all when the Son is subjected to the Father in all eternity and so on and so forth. And what exactly that pertains to? Shall be seen. Alright, verse 11. Now what is all, you know, that he is in us and the faith is in us. We're built up in the, what does this mean now? For the believer. In whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands. You've got to be circumcised. Paul fought against that. But there is a circumcision which we must partake of. In putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Wow. Buried with him in baptism, wherein you are also risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who hath raised him from the dead. For you being dead in your sins, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances, which was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. I love this part. This is beautiful. This is like, here's mysteries, man. Revealed things. I'll tell you what, it's a mystery to out there in Christianity land among the ministers. I don't know. Can you receive this? You got to be circumcised. And I don't mean, women have to be circumcised too. And I don't mean the way they do it down in Africa. I mean the putting off of the body of the sins of the flesh. That's what circumcision is in Christianity. And God wants us to be circumcised. It is, what did he say? Abraham received the sign of circumcision as a token of the faith which he already had. And putting off the body of the sins of flesh, unlike circumcision, it is the circumcision of Christ. It is the circumcision that he brings and he does. Because we have to wait for the hope of righteousness, as he says in we with patience do wait for the, I think that's Galatians chapter 5. But I mean, that's the hope of the actual deliverance of those promises. Even though we are declared of God to be righteous before it happens, that doesn't mean, you know, just like he declared Abraham's going to have a son. That doesn't mean he isn't going to, well, God said it, that's good enough. No, no, well, he said it, yeah, and he looked at Abraham as already having a son. In fact, he looked at Abraham as being the father of many nations, which would be generations to come. But that had to still happen. Those things actually had to come. So the righteousness which is imputed by the cross is followed up by righteousness which is given of God, which is actually brought forth in the life of the believer. By what? By actually putting off the sins of the body. And this is something that man can try to do, much like Abraham tried to make a child with Hagar. But that will not suffice, because all our righteousness is as filthy rags to God. You know, all our attempts to make ourselves perfect are not acceptable. He has a way of making us perfect, which is spiritual, which is beyond human understanding how it operates. But it does operate. So here, baptism. You have to be baptized. Oh,